Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Danny, back in the saddle. I have not had a chance to ask you this yet.
Oh.
So this weekend, Major League Baseball was playing the spring breakout games, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as part of those games, we actually got to see the implementation of challenging at the Major League level for balls and strikes. This is significant because I am very pro this system being brought to the Major Leagues. The way it worked, and we'll play a clip in just a moment for you, was that the umpires call balls and strikes naturally. If they get a call wrong, then the catcher or the hitter can challenge the call. They tap their helmet. The umpire immediately turns around. He's mic'd up to the press box, says Danny Ruye or Grant Paulson is challenging the call.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately on the big screen, just rapid fire within a few seconds, they show the strike zone. They show the ball coming toward the plate. Everyone in the ballpark gets to see whether it was a ball or a strike with technology. They react in real time. It's an engaging process for the fans. And then we find out umpire was right, umpire was wrong, and we keep playing. Well, there was actually a sequence in the Diamondbacks-Rockies game where shortstop Jordan Lawler immediately said that was off the plate, not even close, tapped his helmet, and then two pitches later hit a double off the wall after he got to stay in the box because the call got overturned.
So good. Bring it immediately.
This is this was video, and this is TV, but it's how it sounded for this review, Rockies Diamondbacks.
Slider. Drew Romo stole that one.
Now we're going to get it.
Yeah.
Challenged by the...
And you know what? This looked like it may have been off the plate.
He's correct. They even tell us how far it was off the plate. That's so cool.
Well, this ball's hammered to deep left, and it is off the base of the wall. It'll be
so
a double.
So obviously the last part was edited to skip ahead to two pitches later when he doubled. But the rest was real time, where he goes, oh, we're going to get a challenge. Let's see. I think it was off the plate. Oh, wow. It's way off the plate. Wow. It's 1.8 inches off the plate. Let's go.
Immediately. So my biggest issue with Major League Baseball's challenge system, or whatever you want to call it, right, is the umpire stands there looking towards the dugout. The manager stands on the top shelf or the top step of the dugout with his hand up, and he's looking back at a guy who's on the phone who's saying, one more second. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. To me, here's what it should be. Bad call. You come out and you go, I'm challenging that. There's no on the phone. There's no review. There's no review to see if we want to review it. It's bang, bang. It's egregious or otherwise. Then we got to get moving. We got to go. The hold up and delay way too long interrupts the game. That doesn't interrupt anything. That is the amount of time it takes for the catcher to flip it back, the pitcher to grab the rosin and step back on the hill for the next pitch. That's perfect. Immediately. Adopt it immediately.
Yeah, so here's how far I've come around on the ABS challenge system. Instead of just true automated balls and strikes, which I've always wanted. This is now my way to meet you in the middle, people. If you're a Clary out there who likes calls being wrong and likes the human element.
The human element.
Three out of the four of us on this show are extremely correct and want this right away. Clary does not.
Which one of these is not?
We'll hear
like
from him
in
a moment. But this is my olive branch. I want every single pitch done electronically so that all the calls are correct. But if you want the human element, you want the umpire blowing calls because it's just part of the game and it's fun that way. I get three challenges. I have to selectively use them and strategize having them as the game goes on. That's the current way in AAA. That's how they did it in these spring breakout games. I get three of them. So I've got to pick my spots. Is there a runner on? Is it a critical situation? I'm not just doing it willy-nilly. If I hit all three, I get another one at the end of the game. But to me, this is an agreement we can all have. You don't want us to have automated balls and strikes because you still write checks and you still ride a horse when you go out in public.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you bathe in a lake somewhere. You're allowed to keep doing those things. The rest of us will suffer. However, I want three challenges, and I want to be able to get some calls right. I believe I hear Clarissa explains it all off in the distance, because you know Ryan Clary would like to defend.
Come swooping in here.
Incorrect umpires. Can we get an agreement on the challenge system?
Team Laz Diaz over there, what do you got?
No, we cannot, unfortunately. This just isn't me. And you know what? It just kind of comes down to this. Like, in football, I'm a forward thinker. Basketball, forward thinker. Baseball, I'm a traditionalist. The reason why I say that is because baseball is kind of an imperfect game in itself. You look at the defensive side of things. In baseball, when you possess the ball, you're on the defensive side of things. Baseball is just different in general. So when I go down and I see an umpire, Grant, let me ask you this. What was the best moment that you saw at Nationals Park last year? What was the best thing that you saw?
Maybe Alex Cole's walk-off that hit the foul pole. Maybe Joey Meneses going deep to cap a big comeback.
Really?
Yeah, maybe a C.J. Abrams steal.
What about Davey Martinez
doing something athletic?
What about Davey Martinez on all fours arguing a call? I think arguing calls is part of the game. I think it is. I think it's part of baseball. When you have a 162-game marathon, every game is going to be a little bit different. But I think those games kind of stick out a little bit. Gets on SportsCenter. It gets us in the media to talk about something different. I think that these calls, while, yes, a ball, missed ball call, it's infuriating in the moment, but it hasn't ultimately costed a team a World Series before.
That's not correct. I mean, you can't say that.
Say it has either.
Well, you can say that a strikeout.
What team has been costed a World Series because of a missed ball call?
Well,
San Diego Padres. Tino Martinez's ass was out. Struck out. Everybody in the whole park knew it was strike three, except the umpire, who called it a ball. Two pitches later, grand slam, Yankees win.
But every single game in the World Series that's ever been played has been affected by incorrect calls. We can make fewer of them incorrect.
Okay.
All three of the games the Nats lost here, go back. I'll bet you there were 16 calls that were wrong that could have changed an at-bat. Every single, the Rangers Diamondbacks last year. If we go back and watch the game, there are scorecards now. There was probably 40 calls that were bad in terms of balls and strikes. A 3-1 count instead of a 2-2 count, you know this, very, very different. A walk instead of a strikeout to lead off an inning in baseball, massive, massive game-changing sequences constantly. But if you want to continue to shop with your checkbook, again, the rest of us will suffer because your inability to get with the times. But why can't you then just meet us in the middle to give us the correct practice three times a game?
Okay. I could potentially do that for three times a game. But the reason why I don't really want to is, and again, admittedly, I'm a traditionalist in this sense. Like, a few years ago, I didn't think Barry Bonds should have been in the Hall of Fame. I've come around on that point, though.
Wow.
I think he should be
tough.
In the Hall of Fame.
You also hated the time.
Yep.
Speeding up and the clock that they put pitchers on.
Yes.
You didn't think the game should be quicker, and you came around to love that last year.
Yes, I did.
So maybe.
Maybe.
You'll just love this too.
I don't think I will, though, because then again, we won't have those Davey Martinez moments. We won't have legendary Earl Weaver moments. What are they going to argue if you can challenge everything?
Guys, they're not allowed to argue right now, literally. It's in the rule. They cannot argue balls and strikes right now.
Yes, of course, but they still do, and you know.
Yes, and they're still going to in the future as well.
Not if you have a challenge system. If you have three challenges per game and the fourth one and you can't challenge it anymore, then sure, there's going to be an argument.
Here's why they will. Because you can't just burn them willy-nilly.
Yeah, like in the top of the second when you get hosed on a pitch, I can't burn my challenge now. You're screwing us.
When 6'10" Jordan Baker is standing 8 feet above the batter and the pitcher and the low strikes are not being called, or when someone's calling balls in like constantly near the dirt being brought up, Davey's going to whistle and go, get your act together. You're blowing the game here.
Yes.
Let's go. And the umpire's going to make it about him and rip off his mask. Davey's going to come out and crawl around and throw a rosin bag like it's a bomb, and you'll be happy.
Yes.
It happens, by the way, once every 2 years anyway. So we're just not going to advance the game for the once every couple of years. Davey's done that at Nats Park and when you cured my heart.
Exactly.
In Houston. Those are the two times.
Yes, but then again, like, also in baseball, like, managers going after umpires, it's a tale as old as times. But you cannot tell me that Davey getting in the manager's face, or not the man, in the umpire's face, game six of the World Series, did not change the momentum of that series after the Trey Turner play there. That changed the game. That changed the momentum of the series after losing three straight at home, which the Nationals did after going up 2-0. Davey Martinez gets in the umpire's face in game six of the World Series.
Yeah, Rendon doesn't homer ejected. If Martinez doesn't yell at the umpire.
Of course.
Yes. I think that the Rendon homer helped more.
Oh, wait, it was more Rendon homering.
Okay.
Yeah.
But even still,
momentum
the point
was real,
is fine,
though.
But this is a different conversation. You're now doing a different thing.
Because this will be eliminated if you do.
It won't be.
Then
you're,
what
you're
will
saying
they, what will
managers
they argue?
Will never argue again.
Because we're meeting in the middle on three. What if you're just unlimited? Hey, let's check that.
That would be even better. Can't wait.
But then it changes the game a little bit more. It gets
yes.
it, there's
better
a little
better.
Bit less
just
for
like
us to talk about
year.
In the media. There's a little bit less to talk about on SportsCenter, whatever it is.
Then
I think,
maybe we'll have to talk about like CJ Abrams and Mackenzie Gore. That would be terrible. about the players and their achievements.
I know, but a 162 game marathon, like we can talk about it or not. Like teams do, like we do talk about this stuff. And
about
it's not even
stuff?
Just about that. Like I just think things should not be fixed when they aren't necessarily broken.
Oh.
Baseball is not broken in this sense. They've lasted for 150 years with
oh,
this.
Man.
I think they will be fine. You need a human element. You need a human touch.
But you agree that the game is better than it was 2 years ago with the expedited clock, the quicker game, the pace, the tempo. You agree with that now?
I mean, yes.
It wasn't like, broken before.
I think it's better with the quicker tempo for like the average fan. But for me, like I was going to be there for a 4.5 hour game
sure.
or a 2.5 hour game.
But you thoroughly enjoyed the changes.
I mean, I enjoyed the changes. Like, I understand why they did it, but, like, then again, it didn't affect me either way. Like, I like getting home 20 minutes earlier. That's nice. Yes.
Wasn't broken, in your opinion, but was better. It's now better.
I mean, it's 20 minutes better. Like, I get to bed at 11:20 instead of 11:40.
The pace is better.
The pace is a little bit better.
The implementation of stolen bases is better.
It is a little bit better in that sense. Like,
okay.
Yes, the pace is just a little bit better, but I just don't think this ball and strike thing is going to really affect baseball as big as that will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.